Turn to a New Testament.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Gospel according to John.
让我们翻开新约约翰福音。
Let's read chapter 2, verse 1 through 11.
让我们读第二章的一到十一节。
On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there.
第一节，第三日，在加利利的迦拿有娶亲的筵席，耶稣的母亲在那里。
And both Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding.
耶稣和他的门徒也被请去赴席。
When the wine went out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine."
酒用尽了，耶稣的母亲对他说，他们没有酒了。
Verse 4, and Jesus said to her,Woman, what does that have to do with us? My hour has not yet come.
第四节，耶稣说，母亲，我与你有什么相干？我的时候还没有到。
His mother said to the servants, Whatever he says to you, do it.
他母亲对佣人说，他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。
Now there were six stone water pots.Set there for the Jewish custom of purification, containing 20 or 30 gallons each.
照犹太人洁净的规矩，有六口石缸摆在那里，每口可以盛两三桶水。
Jesus said to them, "Fill the water pots with water." So they filled them up to the brim.
耶稣对佣人说，把缸倒满了水，他们就倒满了，直到缸口。
And he said to them, draw some out now and take it to the head waiter.
耶稣又说，现在可以舀出来送给管筵席的，他们就送了去。
When the head waiter tasted the water which had become wine and did not know where it came from, but the servants who had drawn the water knew, the head waiter called the bridegroom.
管筵席的尝了那水变的酒，并不知道是哪里来的，只有舀水的佣人知道。管筵席的便叫新郎来
，and said to him, "Every man serve the good wine first, and when the people have drunk freely, then he serve the poor wine. But you have kept the good wine until now."
对他说。人都是先摆上好酒，等客喝足了才摆上次的，你倒把好酒留到如今。
This beginning of his signs Jesus did in Cana of Galilee and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him.
这是耶稣所行的头一件神迹，是在加利利的迦拿行的，显出他的荣耀来，他的门徒就信他了。
Let's bow and have a word of prayer before start.
让我们在开始之前低头一起有一些祷告。
Father God, today is the day of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, your Son.
天父，今天是你儿子基督耶稣复活的日子。
Thank you for such a grace and privilege as you called us here together.
感谢如此的恩典，让我们召聚我们聚在一起。
We are blessed because we are here.
我们在这里，因为我们是那蒙了福的。
May the precious blood of Lord Jesus cleanse our hearts.
让基督的宝血能够洁净我们的心。
And protect this place.
也保守这个地方。
Fill our hearts and this place with your presence.
以你的同在来充满我们中间。
So we'll not be distracted by any other names except the Lord Jesus Christ.
让我们除他以外没有别的名能够搅扰我们。
So Father, we just pray that you open the eyes of our hearts.
求你也帮我们把心里的眼睛打开。
So that we can see him.
让我们能够看见他。
In Christ Jesus, the most holy and precious name we pray.
我们祷告是奉我们基督耶稣最宝贵圣洁的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So let's share the gospel today.
我们今天来分享
Now, gospel is not just for friends.
我们知道福音并不是只是给 用来给福音朋友交通。
I have Christians who never come to gospel meeting because he thinks he need to listen to the gospels.
我也有福音朋友，好像他从来都没有来听过福音。
Everything that we view in the Bible is the gospel.
因为其实我们所有圣经里面的神的话语都是福音的信息。
Everything about God is gospel.
所有关于神的事都是福音信息。
Everything about Lord Jesus is gospel.
所有关于我们主耶稣基督的事也都是福音信息。
So I'd like to share what we shared before. This is the foundation of today's sharing.
我前一次分享的可以说是我今天想分享的一个基础。
You know that John has this particular focus that's on the Lord Jesus.
我们知道约翰他有一个特别的聚焦的点，就是聚焦在我们主耶稣的身上。
He says right beginning, that is in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
因为他在他之前就写到，他说在太初就有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
On Mother's Day, he will not mention mothers.
在母亲节的时候，他没有提到母亲。
Father's Day, he will not mention fathers.
在父亲节，他也没有提到父亲。
Even though mothers are great.
尽管我们知道母亲可能更加的伟大。
Fathers are great.
父亲也很伟大，但没有母亲伟大。
But he only mentioned the name of Lord Jesus.
但是他在这里面只是单单提到了我们的主耶稣。
So when gathered together,
把我们聚在一起的时候
，Let's focus on the Lord Jesus.
我们也一同聚焦在我们的主耶稣身上。
So he in the beginning he introduced us this Lord Jesus.
他在最开始的时候就向我们介绍这位。
He will not using any other things in this world.
他没有用这世界上任何其他的东西。
But he mentioned the name of the Lord Jesus.
但他单单的提到了就是主耶稣。
And then he tells us that in the second half of this chapter 1, he says about this seeing.
在第一章的后面部分他提到了看见。
Last time that when I shared, we mentioned the seeing.
上一次我们分享的时候我们就重点强调了这个看见。
From chapter 1:29, verse 29, at the end, he mentioned seeing, seeing, seeing.
在第一章的二十九节到最后，他一遍又一遍的提到看哪看哪。
Beholding, beholding, beholding.
看哪看哪看哪。
Seeing Jesus, beholding the Lord Jesus.
看见主，看见看到我们这位主。
And so he mentioned this seeing is very critical.
他提到了看见是非常非常的至关重要的。
This is all the disciples, John tells us, when they believe, the reason they believe is because they see.
在他的门徒当中，约翰强调他们之所以信靠主耶稣是因为他们看见。
So I like the phrase that seeing is believing.
所以我很喜欢这个词，就是
眼见为实。And we mentioned the three type of seeing.
我们上次还提到了看见有三种。
Three kinds of seeing.
是三种不同类型的看见。
So before we share today's message, we'd like to make sure that everybody know we see, how we see.
所以我想在开始今天的分享之前先确认大家都明白看见这个。
How we see the Lord.
我们如何看见我们的主。
So three kinds of seeing. First of all is seeing with our eyes.
三种类型的看见，第一种就是用我们的肉眼看见。
Most of our knowledge comes from a seeing with our eyes.
我们知道我们大部分的知识都来源于我们肉眼所看见的。
Before I become a believer,I always said, show your Jesus to me. Don't bother mention any other thing. I'll believe.
Yeah, 我在还没有信主的时候常常就是说如果能让我看见这一位主那我
就相信。Don't try to preach gospel to me, just show him.
不用给我传福音就
让。If he's God, then show him.
不用给我传福音就让主显现让我看见我就相信。
how long I was then.
就是我那时候是非常的理解是非常错误的。
Because there are optical illusion.
因为那个时候我不知道从其
实。But now optical illusion with the seeing. I'm not stating the fact.
Yeah, 因为眼见又会被很多的这种幻象所误导。
We use chopstick placed in a glass of water, chopstick at the bend.
我们提到如果我们把一只筷子放在水里面的时候看起来好像筷子被折弯了
Just from our eyes we see it bent
我们眼睛明明就是看到筷子变弯了
We see the railroad tracks they intersect in the distance
我们看到平行的铁轨明明在远方的时候它是交汇的
But you cannot believe what you see
但是你知道你不能相信你所看到
Because chopsticks is not bent
因为你知道那个筷子在水里它并
没有 And the railroad tracks cannot intersect.
你也知道远方铁轨并没有交汇。
So you cannot believe, trust what you see with your naked eyes.
所以肉眼所见的你并不能让你就确信是那样。
And magicians can play magic before our eyes. And I saw the movie mentioned before, the world greatest magician, that he can, with the magic, and show before us,An airplane, Boeing 747, right before our eyes, on the stage maybe.
我就提到，魔术师就可以利用这样的错觉幻觉来给我们表演魔术。我以前看到过一个魔术，就是魔术师在舞台上先给大家展示一台巨大的波音747飞机。
Here you see it, here you don't.
你看到了，然后那个飞机在那里。
If that...person who shared gospel with me, show me Jesus.
如果那个给我传福音的弟兄给我展现给让耶稣显现在我眼前的话
Should I believe it?
我应该相信吗
I didn't know how Jesus looked at.
我也不知道耶稣长什么样子
So how ridiculous that statement is. Show me Jesus so I can believe.
所以仔细想来让我看到耶稣我就相信这样一个想法是多么的荒谬
In terms of believing the true truth and true living God we are all like a baby
因为谈到对神的认识我们其实都是婴孩
we are all like very childish
我们都像那个非常小孩子的样子
No matter how much knowledge you gain in the world
不管你在这世界上有多少丰富的知识
No matter what college you graduate from The best college in the whole world
不管你是什么学校毕业哪怕是最好的大学毕业的学生
Maybe you won several PhDs in MIT or Harvard
也许你从哈佛大学麻省理工得到很多的博士的头衔
But in terms of this true living God And believing in him They are all very childish in their mind
但是谈到对神的认识谈到对神的信心我们仍然是那个小孩子的样子
A second kind of seeing is through our mind
第二种类型的看见就是明白心里面看见
And it's called eyes of the mind
就是头脑的眼睛看见
So our physical eyes plus measurable scientific methods and it turned intoThe eyes of mind.
我们知道，好像那个我们的肉眼加上我们的科学的理论的知识加在一起，就好像是那个头脑里面的看见了。
Because we measure the track here and there, all the way, it's all parallel. They never intersect.
因为我们可以做实验去量这个铁轨，每一段发现它们的距离都是一样的。
So we know that railroad tracks.They never intersect.
所以我们因此就会推断出在远方这个铁轨也是不会交汇的。
Chopstick never bent.
我们也会知道推断出来这个筷子它并没有折弯。
Through scientific methods, plus our eyes observed through scientific method that we know the truth, know the facts.
通过科学的方法通过我们眼睛物理世界的观察我们好像就能够心里面能够明白那样的道理
making many assumptions and observe many times of results
我们先有提出假设我们再去观察实验的结果
then we advance in a science
我们就这样不断地发展科学，这样的科学就不断带给我们心里面更多的看见。
But not, if not that, it's not the perfect.
但是这样的一个方法也并不是完美的。
Now the eyes and eyes of mind are all related to this physical world, material world.
因为不管是眼睛的看见还是心理的看见，它都依赖于这个物理的客观的世界。
It is through a physical material eyes.
它依赖于这个客观物理的肉眼。
So we have this organ, eyes, from our eyes, this material organ, we can see.
我们要通过我们这个器官，眼睛这个肉眼的器官来看见。
Because whole world is material.
因为整个世界它是物质。
So,If there is spiritual world,
如果这个世界是有属灵的世界的话
，So what kind of organ that we should have?
那我们要用什么样的器官才能够看见
？So physical organ enables us to see the physical world.
所以我们知道一个物理客观的肉眼的器官可以看帮助我们看到客观的物理世界。
What kind of organ that we need to have to see?The spiritual world.
那我们要有怎样一个器官去看到这样一个属灵的世界呢
？I see that the answer is in your heart. That is, you need a spiritual organ to see the spiritual world.
像这个答案就在你的心里面，在里面应该有一个属灵的器官来帮助我们认识这个属灵的世界。
I hope at least we can make assumption that's another world.
因此我们也许可以做一个对那样一个世界做出一个
假设。This is based on the most advanced current science.
这可能也是所有科学的最开始的那个基础。就是、
Scientists told us we could have multiple universes.、
现在的科学家已经发现我们可能真的拥有这样一个多重的宇宙。
They are experimented in Europe.
在欧洲也进行着这样的物理科学的实验。
I haven't followed that yet, but latest follows was last year. They haven't found that proof yet.
我最近没有关心这样的进展，但是去年我最后一次看到的时候，发现他们
at least the scientists they're open to possibility of another universe, another world.
他们发现真的有这样一种可能，就是我们。周围存在的多重的宇宙。
So when we say the spiritual world, Bible tells us.
所以当我们提到圣经就告诉我们有这样一个属灵的世界。
How can we see things in the spiritual world? They have to be through the spiritual organ.
我们就知道为了能够认识这样属灵的世界我们必须依赖我们属灵的这样一个器官。
The spiritual organ that we have is called faith.
这样一个我们里面属灵的器官就是我们的信。
Through faith,
通过我们的信心
that we can see,
我们就能够看见
So it's called the eyes of the faith.
所以我们把它称之为信心的眼睛
Through faith, we can see God.
借着信，我们能看到我们的神
Through faith, we can hear God's voice.
借着信心，我们也能听到他的声音
Even you operate on a person.I almost say dissect the person, but that's too, it's not the right word. If you operate on a person, operate on a person, 把一个人手续 pull,
就是如果我们把一个人体解剖开的话
can you find faith in that person?
你能在里面找到这个人的信心吗？
If you open up a Christian,
如果你打开一个基督徒
，Can you find faith in that person?
你能在他里面看到信心吗
？It's not because it is spiritual organ.
那是不可以的，因为它是一个属灵的器官。
So let's see that what we share today is not superstitious, blind.
所以我们今天。
All we share.
我们所有的分享都是、yes. 不哦，我讲 所以我们今天所有分享的信息并不是基于一个迷信的一个理论。
So now we enter in chapter 2.
那么我们今天开始来进入我们分享的第二章。
We just share that chapter 2, we can summarize to 3 main points.
我们看第二章我们可以总结成三个点。
First is wedding.
第一个部分就是这个婚宴。
Second, it is water turned into wine.
第二个就是水变酒的这样神迹。
Third is miracle.
第三点讲到的就是神迹。
The second point is the water turned into wine.
第二点是讲水变酒。
Yep.
第二部分。
All right, so let's just focus on these three points.
好，那我们就集中在这个三个部分。
First wedding，
第一部分是婚礼。
Whenever we mention wedding today, not the wedding, the story, maybe including wedding the story, but we someone mention just a wedding for your friends or whatever.That what is the first reaction you have? What is the emotion that you have? It is happy. It is a joyful moment.
今天我觉得当我们听到婚礼这样一个词的时候，我们一上来的那个感觉肯定是一种喜悦的一个很美好的这样一个感受。
For real or not, we say, Oh, I'm so happy for you.
我们面对朋友有这样的事情，肯定会说哦，真的为你感到高兴。
So wedding is a moment for joy.
所以我们就知道婚礼是一个这样喜乐的这样一个时刻。
Now before I became believer, I had this doubt.
在我是得救之前
，I was atheist.
我是一个无神论者。
There was no God in my eyes.
在我眼中是没有神的。
So I had this question.
我就有一个疑问在心里。
Where did wedding, idea of wedding come from?
这个结婚的这样的一个概念到底是从哪里来的？
I see it is against nature, against human nature.
我那个时候觉得它有点反人性。
50% of marriage fails.
因为统计数字说 50% 的婚姻最后都是以离婚收场。
Young people, why you want to get married?
所以就觉得年轻人为什么要结婚呢？
50% of marriage will fail.
那 50% 的可能性你要在这个婚姻上要失败的。
Unfortunately, Christian marriage also catching up on that rate.
不幸的是我们看到甚至连基督徒他们的离婚率也接近于这个数字。
And I see this animal kingdom.
我
see the animal kingdom.
我去看到动物的世界。
They don't marry.
在动物的世界里面，他们是没有这样的婚姻的关系。
There are only few exceptions. Just only a few exceptions.
但是当然只有几个例外的。
But most of them they don't have marriage concept. They don't stay together forever, like we said.
但大部分我们看到他们之间是没有这样一个关系的，不会像我们好像结婚之后两个人终生相处在一起。
So I said, where did the idea come from?
所以我就很疑惑，这个概念到底是从哪里来的？
It seems a restriction some people put on people.
我觉得肯定是一些人把这样一个观念带给别人的。
But after I become believer, I know that it is actually instituted by God.
那我得救之后，我就明白原来这样一个关系是神给人确立的。
After creation of man,
在神创造人以后
，God said it's not good for man to live alone.
神说那人独居不好。
So God fashioned.Designed woman. You know, the Bible says a maid in English translation. Actually, its original word means fashioned, designed. a woman for man.
所以神就又造了女人。那么英文的原文也是里面的另一层含义，就是神为了这样一个关系去设计创造了女人。
That's why Bible said men shall leave their parents and join with wife to become one.
所以圣经也告诉我们人长大之后要离开父母，要二人合一。
So that's original intent of God.
所以我们就看到这是原本是人的，原本是神的创造，神的。
And God put them in a garden of Eve. Garden of Eden.
神在伊甸园里让亚当夏娃这样结合，二人结合。
Yeah, the Eden means pleasure. It means joy.
我们知道伊甸园的含义就是喜乐快乐的意思。
So for human beings to enjoy the fellowship between each other and with God.
所以在那个时候人之间是享受那样喜乐的关系，跟神也能无间的交通。
So original purpose of man, one of it, is to enjoy each other and enjoy God.
所以在最初的创造里面，神人本来就能享受这样神给预定的喜乐。
And it is not only issued by God, but also it's blessed by God.
他也是被神所祝福的。
So that's why Lord Jesus was invited and he came.
所以这就为什么当主耶稣被邀请的时候，他就去赴席了。
If God was not pleased with the wedding, then he won't accept the invitation.
如果神不祝福婚姻这件事情的话，他不会去赴席的。
So Lord Jesus being there, we know that God blessed the wedding.
所以当我们看到耶稣和他的门徒去复习的时候，我们就知道神也祝福这样的事。
We know that in Chinese we have these four moments of joy in our life.
我们知道在中国人的观念里面我们说人生有最幸福快乐的四个时刻。
So let me give you a quiz. What is the first one?
那我们给大家一个小问题，到什么是第哪一个是第一类的第一个场景
，rain after drought。
第一个就是久逢甘露，久旱逢甘露。
Yeah, 久旱逢甘雨，来，久旱，yeah. So long drought. I mean, if you are in the drought, you don't feel like it because you have water here. But you remember that I think it's just a year or 2 years ago.Taiwan had 6 months drought, no drop of water from sky.
当你身处正常的气候的时候，你不会觉得下雨有多么的可贵。但是当经历干旱的时候，那个完全不一样。
And after 6 months of long drought, the downpour finally came.
台湾之前就有一次长达六个月的干旱。
And you know what people did? They went out and soaked themselves.In the rain,
你知道当六个月之后大雨下来的时候，人们有多么高兴吗？人们跑到外面，在淋在雨中。
Instead of normally running away from rain,
像平时的时候，我们看到下雨都是躲开的，赶紧从外面跑到屋里。
They are so happy dancing in the street.
但是那个时候，大家会跑到外面，在雨中去跳舞，手舞足蹈。
So among many evils in life, just a few moments of excitement and joy.
所以我们就看到这是描述的一个喜乐的场景。
A second moment.
第二个喜乐的场景。
Why don't you say first? Yeah, translate first. Guess what I'm going to say. What is second?
他乡遇故知。
Oh yes, right, that's correct, right? So it's the good old friend from your own hometown,When you are in the foreign land.
Yeah, 第二个讲的他乡遇故知就是一个身在他乡然后却见到了故乡的来人哈。
Imagine the first time you ever arrive at airport in JFK airport in America.
回想一下当初你最早来的时候当你第一次降落在JFK 机场的时候。
You didn't know anyone.
你可能一个人也不认识。
They talk different languages.
他们也讲着不同的语言。
They look different.
长得也不一样。
All of a sudden,
突然间
you saw Brother Young.
你看到了韩弟兄。
That gives you that sense of relief and joy.
他一下子带给你的就是一种啊高兴的心情，一种安稳的情绪。
Now, what is the third one?
洞房花烛夜。
That's the fourth one. That's
your favorite. 金榜题名时。
That's why you see your name after the great exam. Test.
Yeah, 金榜题名时就是说在一个。
You pass great exam.
很重要的考试。成绩发布的时候你发现你的名字在前面你考的成绩非常的好。
I think last week, there's 13 million people in China taking exams.
Yeah.
College entrance exam, 13 million.
我们知道上一周的时候在中国是高考的日子，这一年的高考有1300万考生参加。
All of a sudden they saw their names on the bulletin, they passed.And they enter into the desired college's happiest moment.
我们想象当发榜的时候，他看到自己的名字在那个非常好的学校的录取名单里面的时候。
And the last one is the first night of wedding, marriage.
最后一个就是说洞房花烛夜。
So we see that the Bible also tells us the wedding is joyful moments.
Yeah, 我们在这里也看到圣经里就告诉我们婚礼婚宴就是这样一个喜乐的事。
It is a pleasing to men and also to God.
这是一个新郎非常喜乐的时刻，对神来讲也同样是这样一个时刻。
But there's other kind of pleasures.
但我们也知道也有另外一些不同类型的这样的快乐。
Bible called it the pleasures of sin.
圣经里告诉我们这些被称为最终之乐。
And the joys like a wedding, it comes without any side effect. It comes with the blessing from God.
我们知道婚礼所带来的那个喜乐是没有，可以说因为是神的祝福，它没有任何的副作用。
But the pleasures of sin that we all pursue had great consequences.
但是我们知道，如果我们去追求最终之乐的话，它是会带来那样不好的后果的。
It had great side effects.
它有非常大的副作用。
And it caused us to regret.
这样的这被称为那个懊悔。
It makes us.regretful and sorrowful.
这样会带来非常后悔的那样的感觉，非常的忧愁。
And people try to forget about them.
人会尽自己的努力，想去试图去忘记那样的后悔的感觉。
Because memorizing, remember them causes great pain in the heart.
因为那样的一个感觉对于人的内心是非常痛苦的。
I've been thinking about hell.
我也常常想过关于地狱的事情。
For many years, I was thinking about the topic of hell.
我很多年都常常会想关于地狱的这样一个主题的事情。
I know one thing that is in hell. Why make us hell in...most dreadful place.
我想至少地狱会有一个属性是属于他的，而且是非常可怖的一个情境。
That is, you will be regretful forever.
那个情景就是你不但是在懊悔的情绪里面，而且那样一个懊悔的状态是持续永远的。
For what you've done,While you're on earth, you'll be always there. You'll not forget.
就好像是你在这地上所做的事情， 带来的那种懊悔的感觉，将来在那样一个地狱里面，那种感觉是持续的，是不消失的。
Hell is eternal.
因为我们知道地狱也是永远存在的。
Eternity means there's no future, there's no past.
永恒就意味着它没有过去和将来的概念。
Everything is present.
所有的时刻都是当下。
You cannot forget.
你不可能忘记。
Regretful things you committed.
所有那些令你懊悔的事情，你都没有办法把它忘记。
So, the hell is the place you will be forgetful, regretful, and sorrowful forever.
所以地狱就会是这样一个地方，你带着那种懊悔、遗憾、悔过的那种情绪会持续永远。
You cannot forget.
你没有办法没有办法忘记。
So.That's why salvation in Christ Jesus is such a great gospel, great news.
所以神基督耶稣的救恩就是为何如此的宝贵。
God wants to save us from this dreadful place called hell.
因为神要将我们从被称之为这样可怖的地狱的情景里面救拔出来。
In the place, to the place that we can be with God.
因为在那个地方我们就与神彻底的断绝。
To have this eternal joy.
我们就没有办法享受这在永远里面的喜乐。
So Bible says that it's appointed for man to die. And afterwards, judgment.
所以圣经就告诉我们人都有一死而且死后却有审判。
And think about judgment.
我们再来思想一下审判。
I thought of a judgment as well.
我也常常思想这个概念。
You see that current technology advanced.
我们看到现在的最前沿的科学技术。
So we put up this telescope in the air, right, in the outer space.
我们可以在外太空安装上最先进的太空深空的望远镜。
And the latest one is called James Webb, right? Telescope. I think I called it correctly. James Webb telescope.
我们知道最先进的一个就是
James Webb.
James 韦伯太空深空望远镜。
Yeah, Webb, right?
Yeah,
Webb. I'm correct. So that it not only the size of a glass, right? The glass is a double the size, but they add another new technology.
这个望远镜不仅是体积是之前一代的两倍大，而且它还用了一种新的科技。
It is called a infrared.
这个新的技术就是在红外线端，它加强了它的探测能力。
You know, infrared, nothing can hide from infrared.
我们知道在远红外端呢它没有什么东西能够躲过远红外的探测。
If you have an infrared monitor, you can see what you're doing behind the walls and doors in your room.
因为我们如果探测用远红外探测的话可以穿透这个墙来看到屋子里面的情况。
Walls and concrete cannot block from the infrared.
水泥做的墙是不能阻挡这个红外线的。
So you see that now scientists look at the sky to see if they find this what happened exactly millions ago, billions light years ago.
那有了这样的望远镜，科学家就可以发现远在十亿、百亿年前的宇宙发生了什么。
Everything happened in the past, vividly displayed in our eyes, like a movie, beautiful.Right.
所有在过去发生的事情都可以通过这样望远镜的观测来揭示在人们面前。
Light captured everything.
因为光携带着过去所有的信息被科学家发现。
Light captured right now.
因为光也会把当下的信息捕捉。
Whatever you're doing.
不管当下发生了什么，你做什么。
And it is all captured.
所有都会被记录下来。
That reminded of these horrible things that what I did, everything what I committed, in the light or in the dark, In the darkness, the light captures everything.
这就让我有一个敬畏警醒，就是说我们不管在日光之下还是在黑暗之中，我们所做的所有的事情其实都能被看到，都能被记录下来。
100 years later, human being can create a thing that can put everything, a whole life, like a picture, make a into a picture, and to display right before us.
也许百年之后，人们的科技已经可以把很多过去发生的可能很长时间的事情浓缩成一幅照片，就让它可以展现在我们面前。
Including that when we lie, our face flushes, right? Our heartbeat faster, become faster. All these things can be captured.
甚至是撒谎时候，那个你的脸会变红，你的心跳会加速。这样的信息都会被记录，会被捕捉下来。
Now I'm not talking about Bible, I'm talking about science.
那这我讲的不是圣经里面的事情，是现在科学的发现。
Not far-fetched.
已经不是这样的技术，已经并不是遥远的事。
But Bible tells us everyone is a bear before the eyes of God.
那圣经在这么久之前就告诉我们，所有的一切都在神的目光之下。
How horrible that would be.
这想起来是多么的令人感到应该敬畏的。
God prepared for us salvation in Christ Jesus.
神也为了我们在基督耶稣里预备了救恩。
And God is light.
神是对的。
God invented the light.
神创造了光。
Through the blood of Jesus, He will wipe away all the sins.That we committed.
借着主耶稣的宝血，神也会抹去我们一切所行的。
We'll be like white as snow.
我们会像雪一样的洁白。
All this recording will be removed by the blood of the Lord Jesus.
借着主耶稣的宝血，这一切就都会被洗净。
Is that wonderful? It's good news, right?
这是一个上好的消息。
Through the blood of Jesus.
借着主耶稣的宝血。
All my sins.Is cleansed.
所有我的过犯，我的罪都会被洁净。
No matter how bad sin you committed,
不管你的罪有多么的罪大恶极。
Blood of Jesus value more than our sins.
我们知道，我们主耶稣的宝血比这一切都更宝贵、更贵重。
Our sins can be cleansed.
我们的罪可以被洁净。
So such wonderful good news in Christ.
这是在基督里给我们的上好的消息。
And second thing that we like to share is the water turned into wine.
在约翰福音我们要分享的这第二部分就是水变酒的这件事情。
We know that the wine ran out of such embarrassing moment for the host.
我们知道在婚宴上当酒被用光的时候，这对于主人是非常尴尬的一个时刻。
Lord asked his servants to fill them up.
主就让那些佣人把这个水缸灌满。
Because they had this six large stone water pots.
因为在那个地方，它有六口石缸摆在那里。
So each one is, I think, the height would be higher than our waist, as adults.
我觉得那个每一口缸呢，其实挺大的，它的高度可能超过腰。
And two adults maybe using both hands, we can embrace barely.
可能一个成人要这样才能抱起来这样一个大的缸。
Two of them.
两个人才能抱起来。
Right, that's the size of that six of them.
那我们想有六口这么大的缸摆在那里。
And Lord Jesus asked them to fill them up.
主耶稣对佣人就说：“把这些缸都灌满水。”
And servants filled them to the brim.
那这些佣人就把这个缸的水倒满到了那个缸口的，直到缸口的部分。
And Lord Jesus asked him to take the water from that and give it to the head waiter.
主耶稣就吩咐他们说：“你们现在可以舀出来给那个管筵席的人。”
And then when the head waiter tasted at the water, which he already turned to wine, he immediately summoned the bridegroom.
当这个 管筵席的人他去尝了那个刚刚从水变成的酒之后，他就说去把这个新郎叫来。
Head waiter actually reprimanded the bridegroom. Reprimanded.
这个管筵席的人他其实对新郎说的话是有点责备的。
He says, every man prepared a gift of your guest, the good wine first. And after they get drunk, they cannot tell anymore good wine and bad wine. Then you can give them wine mixed with a lot of water, right? 90% of water. They will not taste it, right? They will not know. And so serve the poorer one. But you kept this good wine until now.
管筵席的人对新郎就是说，别人呢都是先把这个好的酒拿上来给客人喝，当客人喝了之后，他会有一点醉，当他醉了之后，他就不太敏感，能够吃出好酒和坏酒，这个时候再拿次的酒上来。可你倒好，先把这个为什么把好酒留到了后面
？You know that back then people served at the wedding as a good wine.
我们知道在那个时候啊，在婚礼上，大家这个。主人提供的酒都是非常好的酒。
In China, the many families, when the girls were born, they brew the wine and bury in the under the earth and ready for it. When the girls grow up and get married, they're gonna enjoy the wine. That's at least 13, 14, 15, 16. The older it gets, the better.
我们知道在中国也有这样的习俗，就是生。当女儿出生的时候，这家人会把几坛好酒埋在地下，然后经过了十几年，当女儿出嫁的时候，再把这个酒拿出来，在婚礼的时候来喝。
Wine is older, better.
因为我们知道这个酒是越沉的酒越好。
It's not like a water in the water pot.
跟水缸里的水是完全相反的。
Older it gets, it becomes stale.
因为水放久了它就腐败了。
You taste bitter because of mold.
因为细菌长起来，这不能喝了，喝的话也会觉得苦涩。
So life without Jesus is like water in the water pot. The older it gets, the stale it becomes.
我们就看到没有神的生命就像那个缸里面的水一样，越陈旧时间越长，其实那个越腐败越苦涩。
That's why marriage will not last.
这也就是为什么婚姻常常不能够持久。
50% of marriage failed.
你知道50%的婚姻是要以离婚收场。
And those other 50%, they're just hanging in there.
另外50%可能也是在那里坚持。
挣扎。
挣扎。
So that people said,Marriage is the tomb of love.
所以有的人说，这个婚姻是爱情的坟墓。
So the Bible says, passing pleasures. Passing.
Passing.
短暂的。短暂的，对。
所以圣经把这描述就是那个短暂的那样的快乐。
But wine.The Lord Jesus, the life Lord Jesus gave us is like a wine, the older the better.
但是与这相反的是，神给我们的生命是好像那个酒一样。
This is a children's song I like. It says, the life without Jesus is like a donut with the hole in the middle, right? It's empty.
有一首小孩的歌里面唱说，如果没有主的生命就好像那个 donut 就是只有中间那个洞而已，就是 nothing， 就是没有。
Donut is English, you translate in Chinese.
就是一个甜甜圈，但是只有中间那个空洞。
Now that hole only Lord Jesus God can fill.
因为那样一个空洞，我们知道只有神自己能够充满。
A French scientist, with this very famous, I forgot his name, he says every man's heart.Just a vacuum. Only God can fill.
有一位法国的科学家，我不记得他的名字，但他有一句话说得很好。他说，每个人心中都有一个真空的地带，只有这一位神能够 充满。
Because he read from the Bible, Bible says God put eternity in our heart.
因为他读到圣经，他知道神会把那个永恒放在我们心里。
So all human beings, we are different from animals because we have this sense of eternity.
我们所有的人，我们是跟动物不同的，因为我们是跟永恒有联系的，我们能感知到永恒。
We pursue eternal value.
我们愿意追求永远的这样的价值。
Because God put that thing in our heart.
因为神早就把那个对永恒的渴慕放在了我们心里。
And the conscience, also another thing God put into our heart.
另外一个就是良知、良心，也是神放在我们的心里。
So when we are darkness, we have something to grope. Maybe there's something else there.Group 就是黑暗中摸索。
OK， 所以在我们在黑暗中摸索的时候，我们觉得总好像有一些东西在那里。
We can find the rope。
我们要去寻找一个拐杖去帮助我们。
Yeah. As Pilgrim says, it's like a kites, right? Kites in the cloud, we cannot see, but that the kites has a string right in our hand. For the tugging, we know kite still there.Even though I cannot see, it's covered by the cloud, but I know that it's still there because it's tugging of the string in my hand.
就好像一个深入高空当中被云彩已经挡住的风筝一样，尽管我们眼睛已经看不见这个风筝，但借着在我们手中的这样一条线，我们就可以感知到这个风筝仍然在那里，仍然在飞。
See, God gives this eternal sense of eternity and a conscience.And to tug us, you know, there's something there. Come on, come to church, listen to the gospel.
所以神因着他把那个永恒和那个良知放在我们心里，所以他就帮助我们，也以此来吸引我们，让我们今天像今天就愿意来到这里，愿意听。
The waters of the world, the water in the water pot cannot satisfy us.
我们知道那个缸里的水是不能满足我们的。
It gets stale.
因为它会腐败。
But this wine, Lord Jesus, turn the water into you, can satisfy us.
但是我们知道，主从水里面变出的这个酒是可以满足我们的。
You see, the headmaster says, you keep the good one until now, meaning that the good one they prepare before this wine turned to.The wine turned from the water actually is better. It's better than the good.
因为我们知道他一定先摆上的是好酒，但是他后来尝的这个水变的酒，他觉得更好。我们就知道这个水变成的酒比之前主人准备那个上好的酒还要好。
So what is better than good? What we call it the better than good?
比好还要好，我们称之为什么呢？
The best.
就是上好。
Yeah, so what God prepared for us, the best.
因为我们知道神给我们预备的总是那个最好的。
Best wine.
最好的酒。
And we drink this wine that will be satisfied.
当我们喝了这最好的酒就能得到满足。
Longer it gets, better it gets.
Longer it gets. 所以越
Older the better.
Yeah, 所以越沉的酒就越沉的酒就越好。
So, my boss in my previous company, that whenever there's year-end holiday, he loved to brew wine himself, and he will purchase 2 bottles, right, of good wine and give it to all his immediate managers.
我以前公司的老板他。有一个习惯就是在节日的时候他喜欢买上两瓶好酒送给他的同事下属。
And so throughout these years, I collected a few of them.
所以这么多年下来之后我也好像留下了很多瓶从他送来的酒。
And my wife didn't know wine and he didn't care about wine.
我的爱人他并不喝酒所以。
My, 我太太。
我太太。
爱人
我太太并不喝酒。
And once we have an electrician come and, you know, the contractor come and fix something for us, and he gave two bottles of the wines I collected and gave it to, give it also to the contractor.
那我太太就把这个酒随便的送给别人了，就是来家里有做随便送给了
水电工。
对。
And after I came home, I noticed that. I said, do you know this is like 20 years old wine?
当我回到家发现的时候，我就非常生气。我说这是已经存放了20年的好酒。
I didn't get mad. I was just complaining.
安弟兄就抱怨，说并没有生气，但是抱怨，就是。
I didn't even open them up.At my daughter's wedding,
我甚至没有在我女儿婚礼上，我都舍不得打开这个酒盒。
It's now it's almost 40 years old.
他现在已经快要四十岁。
Maybe one day I get up from the wrong side of bed and I open it up and invite you to come to join.
也许哪天我会打开一瓶酒，然后邀请大家来品尝啊。
The better.The older the better.
因为酒都是越久的越好。
A Christian life full of excitement and the older the better.
跟随主的这样的有主同在的生命也是这样，就是越久时间越长越美好。
So we have the life of Lord Jesus in us.
在我们里面都有主的生命。
Again, life without Jesus is like water in the water pot.
再说一遍，没有神的生命的日子就好像那个水缸里的水。
But the life Lord Jesus gives us is like a wine, the best wine.
但是主要给我们的那个生命就好像那个最好的酒。
You know, the water, the hot water, I boil hot water. After you boil it, I continue to boil for 5 minutes. I have a timer set. It's my habit.
你知道煮开水的时候我有一次定了一个定时器在那里看它煮开5分钟
I always do that
我总是这么做就是当煮开水的时候要保持它煮开5分钟
After it's cooled and put into a jar
然后把它放凉之后再把它倒到另外一个容器里
And I know that my daughter was very picky
因为我知道我女儿是非常挑剔的
She's very picky If that water in theJar for a couple of days that she won't drink it.
如果那个放凉的那凉白开放了几天的话，我女儿是不喝的。
I often mention to her, I say, "Hey, this is one boil for 5 minutes at least."
我总是提醒她说 ，"Hey, 这个水可是我煮沸了5分钟啊。
So I'll drink it up.
所以我都是把它喝光的。
Water in the water pot.
是缸里面的水。
The older, the more stale it becomes.
放的越久，它其实是越走向腐败的。
That's our life.
这就是我们的。
That's our destiny without Jesus.
这就是如果没有主的时候，我们预定的那个生命。
But if believe in the Lord.
但是如果你能够相信我们的主。
Trust His word.
相信他的话。
And receive Him as your personal Savior.
接受他成为你的救主。
Believing that His blood can cleanse all our sins.
相信他的宝血能够洗净你所有的罪。
He came to the world to die for us, just to redeem us. That's his purpose.
他来到这个世上就为了救赎你，这是他来到这个世上的目的。
You don't have to understand the Bible.
你不需要全然的明白圣经所有。
Even you don't even know what Bible is.
甚至你可能都不知道圣经是什么。
That's okay.
这也可以。
Now, if your heart is tugging, something tugging in your heart.
如果现在你心里好像有一个声音
，something that you heard, you know that some truth in it。
你有一个声音，让你觉得真的有一个真理在那里。
And you think you can believe。
你觉得你愿意相信这样的真理
？And your eyes of your heart will be open。
那么，如果你愿意的话，你心里的眼睛就会被神打开。
See the Lord Jesus。
能够看见我们的主。
And very use the 5 minutes left, so I just use the 5 minutes mention the third point.
我们只剩下五分钟，我们再来交通第三个部分。
It is miracle.
就是神迹。
So、water turning to wine is miracle.
我们知道水变成酒肯定是一个神迹。
The wine and the water, the difference is this.
因为水跟酒是完全不一样的。
There are a lot of difference because wine has a lot more ingredients.
当然它们有很多不一样，酒里面的成分更加的多。
Water is simple, H2O, the hydrogen and the oxygen.
那水就简单的非常多，它的化学式就是氢和氧组成的。
But wine has very important ingredient is carbon.
我们知道酒有一个非常不一样的地方，就是它里面会有碳元素在里面。
Make it a organic compound.
因为它是有机物嘛，它有机物的核心的元素就是碳元素。
And I googled it using the Chat GPT.
那我也做了一些搜索，做了一些研究，用了最新的人工智能
4.0.
Yeah.
Latest version.
就是最新的。ChatGPT 的版本。
I want to see if this scientific find out some new things.
我想
so I just googled it.
我想去研究一下这里面科学的一些。
I asked two questions. One,
我就问了他两个问题。第一个问题
，Where did carbon come from?
碳从哪里来的
？Oh, the two pages of this answers. It says started from Big Bang.
这个答案有显示出来两整页，然后从大爆炸开始说起。
And then it has only hydrogen and helium.
在刚刚大爆炸之后，宇宙当中只有这个氢跟氦两个元素。
And then somehow they gravitate to each other and then form stars.
慢慢的，它们凝结在一起，就形成了最早的恒星。
And then later become more and more intense, and they become there's a nuclear fusion occurred.
随着它们越来越激进，压力越来越大，就发生了核聚变。
And carbon, the elements produced.
然后碳元素就在这过程当中产生了。
And then the big explosion happened to the stars.
然后超新星又发生了大的爆炸。
就是这 carbon.That become a dust, a part of dust, fill the whole universe.
碳元素就好像那个尘埃一样，借着这爆炸分布到宇宙。
These dust gravitate each other again to form the planets.
然后这些小的尘埃又继续凝结，形成了后面的行星。
So we find the carbon on Earth.
所以我们在我们的地球上就能够看到这样的元素，碳元素。
So I ask second question.
然后我又问了第二个问题。
You know to find the truth, you have to ask the right question. You know that, right?
如果你要想得到好的答案的话，你一定要问对问题。
I ask, can I produce carbon in the lab?
我第二个问题问的就是，我们能不能够在实验室里面来生产出碳元素
？The first phrase it says, we cannot create carbon in the lab.
他第一个回答的第一句话就是告诉我们，在实验室里我们无法生成碳元素。
You have to come from other organic things, mix it together, vaporize it, and all kind of complicated process to produce carbon.
我们必须借助已经存在的有机物，然后借着复杂的化学反应才能生成碳元素。
So when Lord Jesus turned water into wine, that's creation of carbon, at least.
所以从科学的角度讲，我们看到主耶稣把水变成酒的过程当中，他就生成了这个碳元素，
创造了
碳元素。
So this miracle tells us Lord Jesus not only Savior, He also the Creator.
我们就也借着这个神迹看到了，我们主耶稣不只是拯救的那一位，他也是创造的那一位。
So this miracle that.For people to see is manifested, and his disciples believe in him.
当主耶稣显了这个神迹之后，跟随他的这些他的门徒就信了他。
You know the miracle. Paul used a very interesting word. He would never use the word miracle.
在这里他没有用那个神迹的那个词，是吗？
Yeah, Chinese kind of difficult because Chinese miracle is actually is the word that John used called 神迹. It's a sign. John always used sign.
Yeah, 在这里英文的这个词呢，在中文有一点不好翻译，因为在别的地方我们熟知的那个神迹，我们又看到那个英文是 miracle 词，但在这里面仗用的是 sign 这个词，中文都翻译成神迹，但是它在英文上略有不同。
It leads us, miracles, the purpose of miracle is to lead us to God, lead us to Jesus.
我们知道，让我们看到神迹的目的都是想将我们带到主耶稣面前。
It's on the highway. We see the sign says your destination. Then there.
在这里面用到的神迹就是 sign 这个词。这个词就好像我们在高速公路边上看到那个标识牌，那个 sign.
Cranford.
看到我们这个教会所在的这个城市。
You don't stop at sign, right?
你不会在那个标志面前停车的。
Thinking you arrive at destination.
但是你会想到哦。他带你会去一个目的地。
No, it is sign to lead you to the destination.
Yeah, 它不是目的地，但是它会带你去到目的地。
Sign in itself is not destination.
这个标志本身并不是我们的目的地。
But many people, they look for miracles.
但是遗憾的是，很多人他把那个目标
they look at miracle themselves.
他就是想寻求在他身上发生神迹
instead of the God who performs miracles
而不是神而忽略了神来施行神迹的那个目的
So the sign is to lead us to Christ
神施行神迹就是这样一个标志它是带我们到主面前的
So I hope that God will speak to us in our heart
我希望主对我们每个人心里面讲话
If we have this open mind
如果我们能够打开心的话
We can see the truth in God's word
我们能在神的话语里面看到这真理
And Lord Jesus indeed is the Lord and Savior
我们的主耶稣真的是这一位救主
And Creator
他也是拯救的他也是创造的那一位
Let's bow have a word of prayer
我们低头一些祷告
Father we thank and praise you
父啊我们感谢赞美你
May your word find a place in our heart.
愿你的话语在我们心里面都扎根。
It can be planted there and grow.
可以在那里茁壮的长大。
So that we can all find Lord Jesus to be our Savior, to be our Lord.
让我们每个人都知道、深知我们的主耶稣是我们的救主。
In Christ Jesus, holy precious name we pray.
我们祷告，侍奉主耶稣圣洁宝贵的名。
阿门。
阿门。